I think we are recording now. Okay, this is very sensitive, so it's going to be
okay.
More than enough. All right, good morning, Chuck, that's your name. I'm Jose Figueroa, doing an interview with you because you are the owner of Chatham's Vacuums.
Correct.
Here in the Market Street, Louisville.
Correct.
All right, thank you very much for giving me this interview. And okay, let's get to the point.
Okay.
And let me ask you, would you mind telling me a little bit about yourself?
I'm mid-50s in age. The vacuum store has been open for just shy of 10 years full-time. Prior to that, for about 15, 17 years on a part-time basis.
Okay.
I am technically not married. I'm raised in a small town in PA and continue to do business in a similar town in PA.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much. And tell me, how did you start this business, or how did you get involved in this business?
The business, in essence, took on a life of its own. Ever since I was a small child, for some strange, unknown reason, I have had an absolute bizarre fascination with vacuum cleaners. It started off as just collecting them because I would have to say, first off, it was aesthetics, which I know sounds bizarre, but there's something about the styling and time frame of which particular models come from. The history also interests me. As I got older, I would buy vacuums at yard sales and such and repair them and then sell them to people. And it just sort of progressed from there and turned into full-time in 2001.
Okay. But did you get any technical education or...?
I am a 1975 high school graduate with no college experience whatsoever. Everything within the business, mechanical, electrical, all those things, in essence, are self-taught.
Oh, I see.
I've never been to as much as a class on how to do vacuum repair.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. No, I mean, some people, as me, we go to college in order to get some technical skills, and even once you have gone, you can make...
I understand, Jose, exactly what you're saying. Right. Somehow I've been very fortunate. When I graduated from high school, much to my parents' dismay, I did not want to go to college. So the bottom line was I ended up acquiring a florist job. Quote-unquote pretty things have always interested me also. I was fortunate enough to obtain this job. Within 3 years, I opened my own flower shop and owned that for about 17 years. At that point, I decided it was time to make a change, but the vacuum thing had sort of grown and come about also. So I went from pretty things within your house to the appliances that hopefully keep your house pretty.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. Let me get to another question. What kind of challenges did you face in starting your business?
The largest challenge was possibly a tie between financial and whether or not it would be something that people would find a use for. We're very much in a society of throwaway.
Right.
And so the repair end of things concerned me. But as once the business was opened and we moved along, I find that there is a certain age group and also mindset that wants to be able to purchase, have items repaired for its beyond its normal lifespan, and then hopefully we catch them on the rebound when it is time to replace the unit.
I see. Okay. And what kind of challenges are you facing now?
Right now, it's the fact that the economy is poor, and we'll leave it at that. But the bottom line, Jose, is that more and more people are having things repaired as opposed to replacing things. So it's a budgetary issue for them,
mm-hmm.
but fortunately that's what keeps my doors open.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's great. Yeah, you're right. With this economy struggling, everybody tries to keep and...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great. Okay, when problems arise, how do you resolve them? What do you do in order to solve those problems? And if you can give an example.
I'm not sure. Do you mean financial problems as far as the
business
goes?
Any kind of problems in your business. This is to give a perspective to some other people who wants to run business and to let them know what to expect.
Well, I would have to say that for this business specifically,
mm-hmm.
and I compare it to the floral industry only because of
mm-hmm.
having been there. Within the floral industry, you could count on holidays, birthdays, weddings, and things of that nature. So you could anticipate a certain amount of income. In the vacuum business, it has no specific high or low points.
Okay.
So it's very, very hard to budget out
mm-hmm.
The anticipated income for that time frame. One of the challenges that I think are probably even within the floral and the vacuum trade
mm-hmm.
are customers and attitude.
Okay.
People are very specific. They're always short on time. So it can become an issue trying to keep that customer content within a time frame that they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I see. Okay, and a general question. How things are going at this moment in your business?
Right now, being just 3 months from our 10-year birthday.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. Our figures are up, and we've fortunately been up every year since we opened. It is not substantial,
mm-hmm.
but it still is up over last year at this exact same time.
Okay.
So growth is good. Of course, we always want more, but at least we're growing.
Okay. Are you thinking of hiring in the future? Because you told me you are the only owner at this moment.
I am the only owner, the operator, the janitor, the snow shoveler.
Oh, okay.
In a perfect world, I would like to be able to maintain it just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to bring on an employee, I would have to say it would be more in an office type position where they could do the paperwork and things of that nature. That is something I don't enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather totally dismantle your vacuum and do whatever it needs to have done as opposed to sit down and do paperwork at a desk.
Right.
I'm not good with that.
So. Okay. And obstacles in running your business, let's say, besides competition or government restrictions, what can you tell me about it?
Well, my obstacles would be that, and this happened just within the last 3 days, someone came in the store and said, "Oh, we never knew you were here."
Mm-hmm.
All the money that's pumped into advertising and letterhead and business cards and
right.
everything else that goes on, and there are still people who, after almost 10 years, don't know that I exist.
Okay.
We are on the internet, we are in the newsprint, we don't do radio advertising, but I think that's one of the most frustrating things. However, that said, they seem to find me
mm-hmm.
when the problem arises. This business is unique in that when your wife and her girlfriends are downtown for lunch,
mm-hmm.
they don't decide, "Oh, let's stop in at the vacuum store and see what's new." They will go to a gift store, they will go to clothing shop,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Right.
This is not a browsing store. It is very much a destination shop.
Uh-huh.
So once your vacuum breaks or your vacuum needs to be replaced, they seem to find me. I wish I understood what the percentage was of that, but I do not know.
Okay. And one more question. How do you could describe a typical day? In your business?
As a typical day,
mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to answer because you never thought about it.
No, I haven't really ever thought about it. You're never sure what's going to come in the door. I would have to say that 95% of my customers are happy, pleased, and satisfied with the work once they come in. There's always a small percentage that are not happy, mm-hmm. be it price or the answer to what is wrong with that specific with their vacuum.
Right.
And somehow, even though they purchased it at a big box store, it's my problem. It's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So that's extremely frustrating for me. I would have to say the biggest hurdle is we are a warranty center for a couple of name brands, one of which is very prolific at a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
And when the big box store tells you, no, we're not going to do anything, we won't refund your money or what have you, they get online or whatever and they find me and whatever product or manufacturer it is,
mm-hmm.
it becomes my problem. And
right.
that's very hard to get them to understand that, no, I'm not going to refund their money for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to deal with the situation and go from there. I've had people walk away.
Oh, wow.
And that's, you know, it's unfortunate, but I have limitations also that are set up by the manufacturer as to what I can or cannot do. So it's, you know, I in essence do have a boss sometimes,
mm-hmm.
which is the manufacturer.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell me what I can or cannot do.
Oh, I see.
And so then the customer unfortunately may not be pleased with the outcome.
Right. Yeah, the customer always is always right. They say, but
they think
true.
The customer is always right, but and I understand, as a footnote, Jose, let me please make sure, certain you understand that I understand that budgetary issues, so for someone who spent $99 at a vacuum mm-hmm. cleaner at a big box store, could in fact be a very large chunk of money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are presented with a situation that the manufacturer is not going to take care of for them, I understand their dissatisfaction,
right.
but there's nothing I can do about that. And so it's hard to keep those people happy. You know that if they walk away
right.
angry, that they're never going to come back, and that bad news travels 10 times as faster than good news.
Right.
So it ends up being a sort of a thorn in my side sometimes. So it's that would be one of the hurdles that occurs periodically that's really hard to deal with.
But in general, you are happy in your business, what you're doing?
I'm very happy in my business.
Okay.
I can honestly tell you and look you square in the eye
mm-hmm.
that after almost 10 years, every morning when I walk in this door,
mm-hmm.
it makes me smile.
Okay.
And I've made much larger money in mm-hmm. my life. I've had a smoother going of things when I was in the floral trade. The fact to start a new business at, say, 43 years old
mm-hmm.
and get it off the ground was a little concerning at times.
Right.
But to this absolute day, this morning, I walk in and it makes me smile. It is mine and it makes me happy.
That's great. I could see it when you were coming in and, you know, greeting. Okay, let me get to that, to the last question. What advice would you give to someone who is considering a career in this business? What would you tell him or tell her?
Well, the one thing, I'm old school, so within the mm. vacuum business, I like equipment that is built heavy, rugged, and very, very durable.
Okay.
Now, that's going to put us into a price point that not everyone, the majority of the world,
mm-hmm.
will not deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So the hardest thing for me to get into my head was that I had to buy equipment and have it here for sale that was not what I considered the best piece on the market. But I had to provide those price points. So it took me about a year and a half
mm-hmm.
to realize that and then make that switch.
Okay.
And at that point, I noticed an increase in business. budgetary issues for people are huge, and especially right now with the economy. So it really, it benefited me, and it brought more people into the store by offering product at a lesser price, even though we stock, you know, so I'll have a $99 vacuum cleaner right beside a $999 vacuum cleaner, and all the ones in between price range, so that they understand that if they bump it up by X amount of dollars, the features, the quality, and such that they'll be buying as opposed to the $99 one.
Right.
But they understand when they make that decision what they bought.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Chuck, for your time. And, well, it was a really interesting interview.
You're very kind, Jose.
you're welcome. And, well, that's it. Thank you very much, and nice to meet you.
Thank you.